Hi, this is Cecilia from Tarot by Cecilia, and today is Saturday, November 18th, 2023. The tarot card for today is the King of Wands, and this one comes to us from the Lovely Ladies Tarot by artist Brittany Keller. Another interesting day is on tap, for sure. Now, right now, we do have Mercury running through Sagittarius, and we can feel this in the big picture energy of the King of Wands. The moon's going to move into Aquarius today. It's been Capricorn the last couple days. It's going to move into Aquarius, which is going to make your Saturday maybe not so much according to plan, all right, but probably an adventure to say the least. And that happens fairly early in the morning. Now, before that happens, if you're up in the middle of the night, that Capricorn moon is going to be conjunct Pluto, but not too many of you will feel that simply because the moon transits only last a couple of hours. The Aquarius moon will be square to Jupiter in Taurus. Contrary to typical squares, this one is not such a bad thing. You know, people tend to be a little more easygoing, you know, a little more optimistic, and I like that. It goes along with our king. What do I really want to talk about here today? The headliner, the major aspect which is happening with Mars. Oh, my. The sun, of course, is in Scorpio, and Mars is in Scorpio, and Scorpio happens to be home to Mars. So when you think of how these two play out, right? The sun is all about ego and confidence, and Mars is all about, you know, power and drive and courage and aggression. There's just no end to the possibility of the intensity of the achievement which is possible here. And I think it can all be really quite wonderful. Now, with those areas of the world where we have to, you know, keep an eye on the way things are going with any kind of conflict, there can be some, you know, things which are warlike, which we don't want to hear about. But with our King of Wands, who happens to be a really wonderful power card, someone who leads the way, someone who is in charge, I can't even express it to put it into words. The word I want to use is potential, all right? And that potential is going to be different from one person to the next. How you utilize your power, how you, as I said, Mercury is in Sagittarius, so there's more of a big picture, you know, element to thought and communication, and this can come in very handy at times, provided you do not let yourself become too scattered. But overall, the King of Wands is able to see everything and know what needs to be done here, what needs to be done over there. So today is a power day. I don't know of a better word to use. You have a power card, you have a power aspect, and you have that, I'm going to say the Aquarius moon, giving you the sudden impulse to maybe do some things you didn't have the courage to do before. So I want to thank you all very much for being here. I'll see you here again tomorrow. And as always, have a great day.